Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, guys? We're in Chicago.
I just wasn't expecting.
Oh, yeah, we're in the Windy City. I do have to say, whoever does Chicago's PR, who was like, you know what people like about a city? If it's windy. I've never been like, oh, I want to go because it's fucking windy.
No, Chicago does have funny PR because they're like, don't dare come here in the winter. Don't even think about it. Miss us on the map. But in the summer, come and play. I do feel like Chicago is one of those cities that I go to that I'm like, and this is so rare because I don't want to live anywhere, that I'm like, oh, if I had to move to Chicago, I'd be fine.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
You've sat on
so many cities.
So many. You won't even see the city and you go, I don't like the energy.
No. I judge it based on my own mood when I get off the plane.
For sure.
I'm like, I'm feeling good about my outfit today. I fucking love Austin, Texas.
You, what did you, Dallas. You were going nuts over Dallas and I was like, you just had a good sandwich. We're feeling happy.
I still tell people that. I'm like, no, I loved Dallas.
Being a girly is about having like different hormonal swings, and I've been embracing it. I've been like, oh, this week I'm just a tired girl.
Yep.
And then some weeks I'm more confident. I had a PMS demon take over my body when I was in Aruba that I need to raise awareness about.
Isn't that just the way?
Because
you go on vacation with your
beautiful
husband.
Everything's perfect. I had just posted about Chelsea Handler.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah. We need to talk about
that. We need to talk about that. Like, everything in my life was
going smoothly.
On paper, honestly, A plus.
Yep.
A plus. I was so mad for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
And Des, when guys can be grumpy, it's like, oh, he's just being a guy.
Right.
But like when I'm grumpy, it's like I'm a PMS demon.
Yeah.
So he was like talking to me and I was like, well, I don't feel good right now.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you have to go in the ocean. And I was like, no. And he's like, we have to baptize the demons out of you. And I
Why
was like,
is
no.
Every guy's like solution is water. It's like, drink water, get in the water.
I'm like, can we do one thing that doesn't involve water? Actually, I just want to drown myself at this point.
I had a headache the other day and Craig was like, oh, I'm pulling you to drink water. And I snapped. I go, it's enough with the fucking water. I go, did you drink any water today? Like, did you? Like, I'm going to start asking you.
Like, are we keeping score? Like, have you?
I have no idea how much water Craig drinks during the day. Because you want to know why?
I don't care. I don't care. It's not my
Take
job.
Care of yourself.
Figure it out. Also, what is an ounce? That's a made up thing.
Fuck off.
It was made up to just keep girls peeing all day. So we can't fight the patriarchy.
I have to fill up my Stanley 7 times to even be a functioning human. I have things to do.
My question is, when you're PMSing really bad, and for me, it was like 4 hours of truly like my own thoughts I was getting mad at, like everything, and someone would say something and I would just roll my eyes at like everything, like someone knocked on the door and I was like, oh my god.
what could they want?
I couldn't even fake a smile, like, and he was like acting like I was this monster. I'm like, women don't always have to be happy.
No.
What do you do when you're in like the worst PMS? Do you just like lock yourself in a closet and hope it leaves your body eventually.
See, I think my problem is when I'm in it, I don't know I'm in it till I'm out of it. And I'm like, oh, maybe I was a little harsh.
Like, true, when you're in it, you're like, this whole world needs to come crashing down, and like, I'm gonna make it.
And Craig will be like, you're acting differently. I'm like, no, I'm fucking not. This is who I am. This is who I am. Take it or leave it.
I gave Des a full speech about how women are, everyone wants them to be caretakers, and we don't always want to smile all the time. No. And maybe I just don't want to smile. And then, like, 3 hours later, I think I was probably hungry. And I was, like, giggling.
Yeah, you're just like, what a lovely day.
But also, I think it's good. Yeah, I was like, I'm just thankful. Whenever you say the word grateful, that wasn't me speaking.
I'm just, like, so thankful to be here.
But that's true. Once you're in a PMS mood, you can't just change it. You have to leave and come back.
Yeah.
Because you can't go from being such a bitch
and
to nice.
And my problem is, like, when I'm PMSing and I know, like, I'm wrong on something and, like, I know I'm harsh, like, I can't bring myself to be like, I'm PMSing. I have to double down.
But I would argue, I don't think you're wrong. Mm-hmm. I think you're just being harsh, but I don't think I've ever been wrong.
No, I agree.
If I look back, we're not wrong. Yeah. We're just going about it in a little bit of a maybe quick.
Sorry, the tone was harsh.
The tone was maybe could have been better. Best. I've done better.
But the sentiment was spot on. Okay. You're a fucking loser, and I can't stand you. So I don't know what you want me to do about it.
But it's so true. I feel like men are grumpy all the time, but like the one time we're grumpy, it's like, oh, she's a PMS monster.
Yeah.
But it was funny. We went in the water, and he was like joking. He was baptizing me because what was that? I was watching the Hillsong documentary, and Justin Bieber was
getting baptized
by Carl Lentz in like a random NBA basketball player's bathroom. So I was like, I'm Justin Bieber.
What goes on in Hollywood? Like, literally, what goes on?
Speaking of Hollywood, you were in LA.
I was.
For Most Powerful Women in Reality TV.
You know how, like, I really can't understand how I haven't been kidnapped in the times that I've visited Mexico. It's how I feel about being in LA and, like, the Illuminati, not just, like, knocking on my hotel door.
Every time you're there, you're like, do they know I'm here?
Yeah, I'm like, is this the trip where, like, Doja Cat comes up to me and is like, join this call?
You call a random publicist. You're like, how do I get them to know I'm here? And they're like, who? And you're like, them.
You know.
Your leaders.
I've been liking LA more and more every time I go, which is dangerous. Mm-hmm. But like when you wake up in California, it is so different. You're like, oh, the sun lives here.
They're birds.
They're smiling. Mm-hmm. They're breathing in fresh air.
And you can drive. Like if I could see you.
Yeah.
But would you want to drive like
an hour? You like have to.
But I feel like you would not drive an hour to get lunch with someone.
Oh no.
So like I feel like you would actually see fewer people. If you were in LA.
And
I literally can't drive, so I'd be like, figure it out.
Right,
send
you
a
have
helicopter.
To come to me.
Yeah.
There's not great cell service.
No.
You know, yeah, I'd love an LA home that is like, sorry, my service is so bad, you can't.
What is that about the Hamptons and the hills in LA that like, if you're that rich, it goes
you
backwards?
Yeah.
Where like, there's no internet. There's
can't
no,
be contacted.
I do love that though.
I agree. I like that too.
So you saw some characters. Were you sitting next to anyone? Any fun conversations? Give us the tea.
Well, first of all, when we walked in, like someone was sitting in my seat and someone was sitting in Craig's seat and I don't know like who they were.
Okay.
And I got like so nervous because I'm like, here I am in this fucking ball gown, like don't have a seat. I'm like, hi, sorry. So my name's actually Paige. And
was your name on the thing?
Yeah. Like, no, it was,
like I'm sorry.
Seating
I know
chart.
We're in LA and like people can't fucking read.
It took everything in me
like,
to be
is
like,
is the Ozempic hitting your brain cells?
I was getting off the plane though, and there was like this angry New Yorker that was next to me. And it felt really comforting. Like, okay. You could tell that he was just pissed that we've landed in LA, but like, we have to be here for some type of reason. So he's getting his bag down and he's like huffing and puffing, and he turns to me and I think he's gonna like yell at me that like I was like about to get my bag, and
he's valid.
Totally valid.
Please.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, no, no, you can go first. And he was like, thanks. And then he takes his bag down. And then he was like, do you need help? And I was like, no, like, I got it. Like, I'm totally good. Please don't touch me.
But see, that's the one person that I will be obsessed with wanting them to like me. No, like, I want the grumpiest person to be like, I fucking hate everyone, but you, you're a good one.
I was obsessed with this man. So I get my bag down. He goes, good job. Like, he's like really proud of me. I was like, thank you. And then he goes, you from here? And I go, no, no, I'm from New York. And he goes, yeah, you have an attitude. I can tell. Like, and I was like, this is, can you be my grandpa? Because this is everything I've ever wanted.
This is crazy because I sat next to an old man coming to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And he was immediately a talker. But when they're old, there's something about it where you're like, this might potentially be like a magical moment. Maybe my grandpa's speaking through him like last time.
This might be the last time he's ever on a plane. You know? Like, I mean.
But it was so funny. He was like this 70-year-old guy, but he had like swag. Like, he honestly, he low-key was hot.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, my girlfriend's, talking about his girlfriend. She walked by and she was like young. And
yeah, I
was
like, okay, what's going on here?
He has swag. I'm like, are we flirting?
Yeah.
But he asked, like, what do you do? And, like, I can't lie because I get into, like, worse situations when I lie. Like, next thing you know, I'm trying to explain, like, how accounting works. And
I start laughing. When someone is like, oh, what do you do? I start laughing. I'm like,
I'm a baby. You go, I'm grateful. I'm just grateful.
I'm just thankful. That's what I do.
You just say thank you. So I say comedy, which means there's going to be a 40-minute conversation after that. So he starts naming like every old comic ever. And then he's like, you know who he is, right? And I'm like, yeah, I know who he is. No idea who he's talking about.
Yep.
And then he goes, but you know, some of these female comics, they are so dirty.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
Gross.
And he goes, who's that black blonde one? She's so dirty. And I'm like, Nikki Glaser?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my God, the way she speaks. It's like, how could you ever like bring her home to your mom? So then Nikki Glaser, she's a girl's girl. She's my friend. She's literally helped me in comedy. Mm-hmm. She supported me. I stand for Nikki Glaser.
Yep.
So I stood up to this man and I was like, she's actually, you know, like very smart, very successful, like multimillionaire. Like your mom might want to meet her.
He's mad that what she says, like, pussy.
I'm like, also, do you realize female comics, we're not like walking around just being like, my labia's swinging.
Right.
I mean, like, I do, but like not all the time.
Right.
She's not gonna go into Christmas and be like, I'm gonna open my legs up on this present. So he's like talking to me and I'm like being a people pleaser. I'm like being nice about it. And then he's like, are you dirty? And I'm like, honestly, like I'm less dirty than people think I'm gonna be.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh. And then he's like, can I have your name? Like, can I look it up? Like the first video. Is me talking about when you're riding a guy and you lose your rhythm.
People don't talk about it enough. Because sorry for bringing awareness to people being not rhythmic.
And I'm like, I'll be dirty, but I'm not like shock value dirty. Like I try to have a joke about the dirtiness. So I'm like defending myself to this old man.
As dirty as any guy. Like, well, who gets up and talks about his nuts.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's funny because people, when I say people, my enemies is always these men that are like, oh, women only talk about sex. And I'm like, no, I talked about how like dogs like to smell my pussy.
Because also we have a different perspective on sex and it's not
what
your perspective.
And also
is.
Some of my favorite male comics bits are sex jokes. Like, sex is funny and people need to talk about it more. But I did write a joke about war and guns and abortion recently that I'm going to do for my haters. For my enemies and my haters. So anyway, I'm dating a 70-year-old man now.
We love it.
Anything else from the variety? Your outfit was amazing.
Thank you so much. No, my haters will be mad at my outfit because it was probably the most page-coded outfit I've ever worn. Like, I kept telling people at the event, which then I realized is like probably harsh. People were like, oh my God, I love your dress. I was like, thank you so much. I'll be buried in it. But like, I meant it. Like, yeah, I do want to be buried in that dress.
Did you have any other dresses that you were deciding?
No.
Oh, so you knew.
I was locked and loaded on this dress. I've been looking at this dress online for months.
Okay.
And then I was just like, you know what? Mama deserves that.
So I've been a fashion girl in training for years now.
How
often during the week are you scrolling? Yes. Yeah, so, and how much are you, how do you save inspiration? Because, you know, I'm screenshotting, but I forget them all. Mm-hmm. Is it a Pinterest board? Like, where do you go?
What's my process? Because
this, let's be honest, like, you are doing actual journalism labor.
No, call CPS. I'm overworked and underpaid.
Like, you don't just wake up and like know what you're gonna wear. No. You've done real research and you're well read.
I'm presenting at Oxford next week. Yeah. Okay, you know, like on your phone in your apps, like you have like the little squares where you can put the same type of app in the folder.
Yes.
So I have like a specific shopping folder.
Okay.
So every website that I have the app to, there's always a running cart. So like I'm always looking at like what they've newly added, and anything I like, I save within the app or like add it to my cart.
Wow.
So then like I know if like events come up, so like the Variety came up and I was like, I already know a dress in my mind that I've seen that I've saved.
Yeah.
So I need to go and now I'll order it.
See, I'll impulse buy for no reason. I'll be like, one day I'll be this girl and I'll just like buy it. And then I buy
purposefully.
Yes.
I'm not a shopper where I'm just like, oh, I love shopping. Like, let me go and that actually stresses me out.
I'll see a shirt and be like, if I was cool, I'd wear this shirt. And then I'll buy it and I'll have nothing to wear it with. And then it won't be cool in like 3 months because it was like a weird trendy thing.
And then it sits in your closet. And you're
or
like,
I wear it on stage and then my enemies come for me.
Come for you.
Yeah.
So, and also my mom. My mom is looks every single night for me for things. And then will just like send me things and be like, I don't know if you have anywhere to wear this. And I'm like, I don't know.
But I like that you're not out here just like buying anything you think is cute. Like, there is a strategy and capitalism wins, but like we have to decide what's actually worth it,
right? Which that's hard.
It's hard.
No, but recently, because we just like are busy and like all of my outfits are really for like work related stuff.
Yeah. Also, we have a job where when we wear something, we post it, we see it,
right? So and it's also like people want to put an opinion on the outfit, which I love. Like, I like for my BravoCon outfits, like, here's the thing.
You started a conversation.
I started a conversation.
Your face was everywhere.
And people thought that, like, it was really hurting me. Like, isn't she in fashion? Like, this is a horrible outfit. And I'm like, yes, honey, but you are talking about it. Mm-hmm. You're commenting on my
Instagram. Also, if you're in fashion, you know that everyone's wearing pantsless outfits. Ooh. If you're in fashion,
right,
like myself.
That's the other thing. Like, the girlies know.
The reason why your outfit was so page-coded, too, and, like, I'm not out here trying to shit on myself all the time. Like, I look really good in a lot of outfits, but I know it's page coded because if I had worn that outfit with my hair the way you wore it, I would have looked like a used Q-tip. Because I saw it and I was like,
no, you could have done that.
No,
dress.
I saw it and I go, that is such a good fit. And then I tried to be like, what if I like put my makeup like her? Like, no, my like egg head would have looked stupid with that. You literally just put a little ballerina bun.
A literal ballerina bun. Here's where I made a mistake. I washed my hair the night before, which I shouldn't have done. If you want to do like a top knot like that, best results is dirty hair because it stays better and it gets like, it's more gritty, where like mine was actually too clean. Mm. So it was getting a little bit frizzy flyaways where I really just wanted it to look like a messy ballerina bun. But my inspo for that look was Audrey Hepburn. Like, when she first became famous, was like one of the first people to like be with a fashion house that like made all of her outfits for like premieres and Oscars and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And she always used to wear like T-length dresses that were like bigger because they were like in style. Mm-hmm. But I think like she was with Dior. She was like one of the first people to be with like Dior. And she always wore those dresses. And I always said, like, for my rehearsal dinner for my wedding, I want to wear a dress like that. Mm-hmm. So then when I saw it, I was like, this is mine.
I actually love that you said that because when you're little, you think the biggest events are going to be your wedding.
Yeah.
And then, like, when I did, like, some stand-up show and I was like, this is bigger than my wedding.
isn't that so funny?
Well, because no one prepares you that, like, you're going to be happy. Not that, like, wedding is, like, so incredible, but, like, there's so many incredible moments of your own life.
That that it's just focused on you, kind of.
I was saying that I think icks have been created because like back then you couldn't have an ick, like you needed a man to live. Right. Like he literally was paying for everything and your job was to stay home and like clean the floor. Now that we have like our own money and our own apartments, like I'm not going to be with a guy who sits crisscross applesauce.
And nobody should.
Unless
you're dating a yoga instructor and then that's a bigger conversation that we need to talk about.
Speaking of fashion, I never thought about winter coats. Like, I was like a kid with it. Like, I'm like, yeah, this is my winter coat. And I would wear it until like it started to smell. And then I'd get a new winter coat. And I had this like leather winter coat that is now like falling apart. Mm-hmm. And I realized I have to get another winter coat. But like, it's an investment sometimes.
Yeah.
What kind of winter coat are people wearing?
You're talking like when it's snowing out, puffy, like you need to be warm.
I think
not like
so.
Like, oh my God, this do not it for a moment. The fashion.
No.
Then I think my go-to is always like, and I hate to say it, but the Aritzia coat.
The Aritzia
coat. Like the Aritzia puffer will actually is actually a great fucking coat if you live in New York City.
Someone said you know you're 30 when you want coats that go past your butt. There's just
Jessie
something
Jollis
about it.
Jessie made a TikTok about winter coats, and then she just ended it, and she was like, "I am a coat." And like, nothing spoke to me more. I was like, "Wait,
I identify
as a coat,
as a sad winter coat." Because
then, when you get older, like the outfit is the coat.
Yeah, I mean, I have a trench, but again, the trench is not going to keep me comfortable.
But here's the thing, Hannah. Mm-hmm. Where's your trench from?
Somewhere nice.
Like a wool trench?
No, like a investigative trench.
Oh, so you need like a full length wool, like long black coat. Mango has amazing ones for like a reasonable price, and they look expensive.
Yeah.
That is really like the adult version
of
a winter coat.
Do they keep you warm?
Yeah, if it's wool, it will.
This is my problem with fashion, and this is the only thing between me and like Vogue. So like literally teetering is that
and it's the Bezos. If
literally, this is my thing. If there is one thing that's scratching anything, I'm out.
Yeah.
If I feel like I might get uncomfortable in the heels, I'm not wearing them.
Yep.
If I put on the coat and I'm cold, I'm not wearing it. Like, I'm such a, frankly, a little bitch.
Yeah.
When it comes to wearing clothes. Like, I'm a little kid who, like, I put a hat on and I'm like, no, I don't want to wear it.
That's how I feel with tights. Every time I put tights on, I'm just like, this fucking sucks.
I bought Amazon tights, mm-hmm, that look like yours.
Sheer ones?
The ones that were like floral almost that you wore.
Oh, the lace ones.
They were so fucking cool.
Okay, lace is having a real moment. I'm doing this thing for the Today Show for like holiday dresses under $100.
Oh, cool.
And I think I picked some really fucking good looks. But one of my looks I'm doing is like black lace tights with like a black blazer dress. If you are going to a Hollywood, oh my God. If you're going to a holiday party and you're like, I don't want to buy something new and I'm never going to wear this red ruffle bullshit dress again.
Yeah.
Take the black blazer that you have in your closet, cinch it with a belt, go on Amazon, buy a pair of black lace tights, put a fucking bow in your hair and a pair of heels that you already own, and boom, you're at your holiday party.
Can I wear my wide high boots?
See, when you're doing the lace tight, I say go like a regular heel.
Okay.
I'd say don't
see,
do a boot.
I'm starting to be
it's like too much.
Okay.
I think.
But
it could look really cute if it's the right boot, but it's very based on the boot.
Okay. Okay, honestly, wearing heels
doesn't make sense.
No, that was a lot of admin, but like I think it was important that we're sitting here with someone who researches fashion every night to ask some fucking important questions.
But wait, actually I have a gripe with the fashion industry while we're on the fucking topic.
What's going on?
There's a model. Her name is Elsa Hosk. You know, the blonde, really pretty one. Obviously, she's really pretty. She's like a stunning model. She has a brand. It's called Helsa Studios. I fucking love everything she makes, okay?
Okay.
She was putting out a holiday collection. She was putting out the most page-coded dress I've ever seen in my life. It was ice pink.
Uh-huh.
High neck, has a little bow here. And then in the back, dipped down into a V, had another little bow, mini silk dress. I was like,
party in the back.
No, I need this fucking dress. I set the timer on Instagram, like set alert reminder for when this dress goes on sale, November 30th, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Got it. I even put a fucking alarm on my actual phone, mm-hmm, to know when this dress drops. I check the day prior to make sure it's not on there where you can pre-order it. I don't see the dress. Mm-hmm. I'm like, great, they didn't do pre-order. I'm going to be the first person to put this dress in my cart. I'm getting this dress. I go on 8:58. To go find the dress to put it in my cart, sold out. How is it sold out if it hasn't gone on sale yet?
Look, I don't know what to say.
No, I'm livid. So I'm just livid. So moral of the story is I didn't get the fucking dress.
So,
and I said I had to send in my email for when my size comes back in in stock, but who knows?
Who knows? Okay, how do we move on from this? Like, where do we even go from here? If you did your own line with Revolve, because it could go either way. They could reach out after this and be like, Paige, we're so sorry. We're so sorry that we, like, it fell through the cracks.
It didn't come across our desk. I'd be like, understandable.
We do not want to go to small claims court. We do not want to go to small claims court. We know you're bad at admin. We're bad at admin, too.
Sometimes things just go to my trash, and I don't even know about it.
But promise me, when you do your line for Revolve, and you go on this, like, trip, and you're going to, like, the Maldives or whatever, and you go, okay, this is my invite list, and they go, oh, Hannah Burner. Hannah Burner's not, she's not a fashion girl.
It's Hannah Burner or bust. You guys, for me.
They go, this looks great, Hannah Burner. The only line I would do would be with, like, a repurpose.
Why you haven't done a granny panty line is beyond me.
Okay, I thought, I have it in my notes. I wrote granny panty. Because, I mean, I'm working on it. We'll see.
Excuse me, Victoria's Secret. We heard that you're down in the dumps. No one's buying your shit. You know who would sell?
There's a fat ass comedian that has some shit to say.
Who would literally sell granny panties.
I wanted, like, good panties for working out. Like, I know people work out in thongs, but, like, it's been proven that it's not good to work out in thongs because, like, there's too much sweat going back and forth. Like, you have to protect your pussy and your butthole. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's, like, actual science, but, like, I heard that you can get infections. I think you get, but you don't work out enough for it to give you a UTI, but, like,
I have done certain exercises before where I'm like, I feel like that's hitting something in my vagina and I'm not down with it.
I need my labia cradled. Like, I don't need, like, a toothpick. Yeah. So I would like to get, like, a really cool, like, thing that you could feel like you can sweat in too.
Yeah.
And also, but it can't have lines because you want to wear your yoga pants.
I'm surprised a yoga company or, like, a Lululemon hasn't come out with some sort of built-in underwear in their, like, workout pants.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's, like, just the front, where it's, like, just for your vag.
like
it just cups
a cup. Yeah. It's a cup, a girl cup.
That's, like, cloth that just cups
it's
your vag.
It's a diva cup.
Yeah. No, what?
I also...
We could run the world. Jeff Bezos, answer our phone calls. We have so many ideas.
Being in Chicago, it made me think about when I was in Wisconsin, you want to wear jeans, but it's literally too cold to wear jeans.
Yep.
So I want to invent jeans that are literally, like, furry on the inside.
Yeah, I feel like they keep have you warm. They have, like, leggings like that.
Okay, that was mean. But I'm really into, like, repurposed fashion where I want to do a line. And, like, I know some people have done this already, but, like, you get all these vintage blazers and you, like, cut them up and have them, like, half, make vests out of the blazers, make tops out of old jeans. Like, I'm obsessed with that.
Wait, I love
that. And some people I've seen around the internet are doing it, but, like,
I'd love a deconstructed blazer into, like, a mini skirt that has the blazer pockets.
Yes, like, that's what I want. And it's all, like, recycled.
Too bad we can't, like, sew. Because I would just do it. If I could
my
sew,
cousin's at
I
FIT.
Could just do it.
My cousin's at FIT, but she's in marketing. So, we'll figure it out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets, like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Anyway, gigglers, let's do this. Let's go.
Oh, wait. Want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
Which is like so fucking on brand for me. My college closed.
Oh my God. your college just quit. Your college was like, never mind.
We're going to go to bed.
Isn't it like middle of the year?
So somebody, I was telling someone, I was like, my college just closed, and they were like, wait, so does that mean like you didn't go? And I was like,
wait, so in 10 years people would be like, she made up a college.
I'm like, it's no, like I graduated it. They thought they lost like their credit,
yeah,
like,
no,
whatever.
But like, isn't
no, they literally Saint just Rose? Didn't have any money left. St. Rose. So it's closing after
this semester,
I think, till the spring. I think it closes like in the spring. But how crazy, how much does that suck if you were a freshman or a senior?
Oh my God. Well, my cousin was there and then they cut a program. So she had to switch.
No way.
They cut the music program. So she doesn't go there anymore. They've been cutting.
Because when I went there, they were going to have like start a nursing program, which I was like, that would bring in all the fucking girlies. Mm-hmm. And they didn't do that. And now they're just like, you know what?
Didn't you just speak there? I'm pretty sure that they, you speak there. They were like, we need to shut this down. There's like, no hope.
This is what we produced. Yeah. We're going to pack it in.
The government called and they were like, hey, we can't have any more Pedro Sobros running around. Wait.
I literally just talked to a college class too the other day, like on Zoom.
I do have to say, go to college, but like, I always knew I was going to be an entrepreneur because I have problem with authority.
Yeah.
So like deep down, I always was like, what I'm going to do is not going to require a college degree.
No, I can remember screaming in my car like before tests and being like, I'm not going to need it. Like, I'm not going to need it.
But I was a communications major. So technically like, but I just like wrote bullshit essays.
No, this is how on brand it was that my college closed. Literally a couple days before that, I was in like a legit meeting and someone asked me something or said something. And I was like, oh, well, yeah, I went to school for like broadcast journalism. The look on their face was like, you went to college? And I just like looked around and I was like,
no.
Me? Yeah. Yeah.
You get so much. You get so much from pretty privilege, like so much in your life, pretty much everything. But then it works against you so many times where people actually, because you're pretty, think that like you can't, I mean, you can't write or read.
I just get roasted. Like roasted. In real life, like I'll just get roasted.
They're like, you can't put together that outfit and go to college.
They're like, really?
You're the brunette Legally Blonde.
The rest of the story is just going to be insane. I'm like, well, it was a college and then it closed. Like they're going to think I'm making it up. Like where did you possibly graduate from?
We had such an opposite college experience because I went to the most rah-rah school, obviously, go Badgers. But it's at the point where like you'll be in New York and if someone's wearing a Wisconsin outfit, like people will go Badgers to them. Yeah. They go Badgers. Like it's crazy. So I was with Grace.
I do that and I didn't even go there.
No. I was with Grace, our Gen Z correspondent, and this girl's walking with her dog with a huge like W on her shirt for Wisconsin. So I look at Grace and I go, watch this. She's going to fucking love this. Watch this. And I walk up and I go, go Badgers. And she looks at me like for 4 seconds. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, that's a W for Wisconsin. Like what's going on? And we're just right. Linking on kind of, and she goes, oh, my sister went there.
Oh, no.
And Grace is looking at me like
dying laughing.
Dying just laughing.
Dead.
And I go, thank you. Have an amazing day. And then I continued walking. So it doesn't always go well. But you know what? Say go Badgers back. Okay. That was rude.
Right. Even if you're wearing a Harvard sweatshirt, say go Badgers back. I saw a giggler actually in the wild this week recently. And now when Gigglers, like we're saying bye, we say, have a great life. She just yells, have the best rest of your life. So fucking funny.
No, the gigglers in the wild are the best.
Oh, God.
Oh, Zara is, speaking of fashion, Zara is starting a hairline.
Yeah. They're just like doing it all. Kaia Gerber was like the face of it. I saw it on the website.
I mean, but what happened to the makeup line?
Well,
Is it getting replaced? Like, I need to
know.
You
literally canceled it, like Kylie and Snapchat. You were like, we're not doing this anymore. And they're like, you're right. Like,
I also was at a hotel last week and people were fucking.
And you heard it?
No, Paige, no. It was like 11 p.m.
In your room or you're walking to your room?
In my room. And I'm peacefully scrolling TikTok. And I hear like, sounds like someone's fighting.
Like commotion.
Someone's in a fight. And so I'm immediately like, okay, well, I need to
put the TikTok down.
What's going on?
Grab a glass.
So I'm, because I'm hearing some like thuds.
Yeah.
And then I start hearing the like clapping, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know when you hear a sound, you're like, where's it coming from? Like, are they in my bed? And I'm like looking up, I'm looking down. Like,
is the couple in the room?
Yeah, like what's happening? And I think I figured out it was like coming from behind me. Like I think they were like right on my headboard.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I'm hearing moans. And then it's like, you're a little uncomfy because part of you is like, okay, this is kind of like fun. But I'm like, okay, I want to, I'm not going to get turned on because I need to know like, what do they look like? What's the situation? Like, yeah. Are they cheating? Are they like, what is going on? I need context. And then I start getting like actually confused because they were going for like
a really long time.
And then part of me is like, have I been doing sex wrong? Like it was like 20 minutes in and she's moaning. And I'm like, what is he doing?
She's lying.
She had to be lying.
There's just, that's too long.
And then I started hearing another noise and I was like, is that him? And he was making these like kind of high pitched like,
maybe
lesbians. Because lesbians are coming. Like they,
I was gonna say maybe they were like older and he took a Viagra.
That's possible. So then I'm like, okay, this is so weird, and I'm trying to go to sleep. And
have you ever wondered, like, if you've ever been with someone who had taken a Viagra? Like, I've always wondered.
I mean, I am with an older man, but he's never taken one. But like, I know.
No, like when I was in my 20s, I remember guys, like it was like a thing that they would do.
Ew.
I don't know what the reasoning was.
A bunch of dudes just hanging out with boners. That's so weird. Also, like, you know, after 7 minutes, we're like, I get it. We get the point.
Good
job. In and out, in and out. We get the point.
A little repetitive.
But the crazy thing is, so I go to sleep and I get woken up in the morning. These motherfuckers are fucking again.
Maybe they were on their honeymoon.
I mean, it was in Wisconsin.
Right.
But apart, then I was like, honestly, I wanted to wait out outside their door and be like, who are these people?
Like,
I want to know what they look like. I want to know what's going on. And it was like, she made some crazy noises where I'm like, I want to know what was happening. And then I think, have people ever heard me? But I feel like I'm not out here, like I'll perform, but like short stints. Like I'm not out here doing like a full novel.
People have definitely heard me.
People have definitely heard me.
Craig and I went on this like string of like, we're like for like a straight month, like we were just like getting caught left and right, like having sex to the point where
by who?
I'm gonna tell one of the craziest stories ever. I've never, Craig's gonna be so fucking mad. Do not DM Craig that I'm talking about this on the pod because he's gonna be so mad at me. We went through like a month where like we just kept getting caught for whatever reason, because in my apartment, like the couch is like right by my front door. So like we had ordered food and we were having sex on the couch and like literally right when we were done, we heard a knock, but it was like slow, as if they were like, we've been here for a little, but this was uncomfortable. But
they were waiting for you to climax. They were like, oh, she's close. Oh, she's not as close as she thought. Okay. Oh, she. Just stay with the same rhythm. Stop moving. Stay with the rhythm.
She's like, your fucking pizza's here, bitch. So like he knocks on the door. Me and Craig look at each other like, oh my God, that's so like, what a close one. Embarrassing. But we never see the guy. Like, okay, then he leaves.
Yeah.
A couple days later, we're in Charleston. And like, sometimes we're like a little kinky. Like, you know, whatever. Like we watch porn together. It's not a big thing. But sometimes we get crazy and I'm like, throw it up on the TV. You know, it's like really. Let's like really get into it, you know?
You get a, what's it called? A projector on the side of his house.
He just got a new frame TV. I'm like, let's really see it in action. So Craig like put something naughty on the TV. We're on the couch. We're having sex. All of a sudden, we hear the doorbell ring. Now, from the front door, if you peeked in the window, you can see what's on the TV. Craig stops. He goes into a full fucking cold sweat. Like, he's about to start crying. Like, he looks at me and he's like, who is at the front door? And I'm like, I don't know. Bring it up on your phone, like camera, so we can see. It's a fucking kid selling chocolate cards. Craig is so, he's like, they're going to tell their parents and the parents are going to come here. I was like, and say,
you're allowed to watch porn in your house.
To us. Like, we're doing what we want in our own home in our fucking 30s.
Also, get your Jehovah's Witness chocolates out of here.
I'm literally. So, anyhow.
I thought you were just like out here like. Some people do have a fetish, like...
No, we're not, like, publicly having sex. People are, like, coming into our homes.
You're like, someone broke in and was trying to steal something. And I was like, can you pass the condom while you're at it? But some people
do... Get out of my bedroom.
I'm the same way as I am with, like, choking. Like, it's so hard for me to come. Like, I don't want to be fighting for my life. I don't want to be, like, worried that someone's going to find me. But some people really get off on that adrenaline. I think that I just have, like, too much normal adrenaline from a... anxiety of existing on this planet. I don't need to like mix it up.
Also, you grew up in New York City, which like if you grew up in the suburbs, most people, the first place they ever had sex was like in the back of their car, like in high school. So like I feel like I don't have that adrenaline of like people catching me because I was so nervous in like high school and college, like, oh my God, I'm gonna get caught.
I've had car sex once and I was 30. It was
like, I think my senior year in high school, I was just permanently in the back seat of a car. It's just like, sorry, mom. It was my boyfriend who I loved very
much.
Do you
sit on him? Like, is that how you do it? Or you could do whatever.
Oh my God, I can't even remember. We're in Chicago, finally made it. And it's doing something to us.
Yeah, we loved the Shy. I also wrote down emergency snack. Mm-hmm. I realized, because I've been traveling, that I always have an emotional support granola bar with me.
No, you're a literal squirrel.
Because I'll pull it out and Des will be like, where is that? And I was like, you don't have an emergency snack with
have
you?
Have you ever seen Paddington?
No.
He keeps a marmalade sandwich in his hat. And that's literally you. You're like, I have a granola bar in my back pocket at all times. In case something happens.
I was like, I'm so hungry. And he's like, we're eating lunch in like half an hour. We'll get there in half an hour. And I was like, okay. And then I'm eating. He's like, why are you eating? I'm like, because I need something to hold me the fuck over.
How often are you replenishing this emergency?
I have it hidden everywhere. Like, I have bars everywhere. So wait, it's rotating. Also, part of my rider is granola bars. So whenever I get to a venue, I restock.
And you're just putting them in your purse.
I put it in my purse. I have it. In my backpack. I have it in my, like,
your
in
biggest
between
fear
clothes.
Is being hungry.
My biggest fear in this life. Like, yesterday, after, before, let's say I have an 8 p.m. show, I don't want to eat a full dinner at 7. Right. So I have, like, a little emergency snack. And then after the show, I could just go to sleep. But sometimes I'm scared that I won't be able to fall asleep because I'm hungry. And then I order enchiladas.
An emergency enchilada, people don't talk about enough.
People don't talk about that. Enchiladas are for emergencies. Yeah. And they are really good about it.
No, I get it. I get it.
You wrote millennial pause. I do it.
I do it so bad. And I realize like Craig does it. But I can't even explain to him what a millennial pause is. Like he won't even like be able to get it.
His brain will explode.
But like I'll watch his Instagram stories and I'll be like, millennial pause.
Some millennial pauses are worse than others. Because like it's hard to time it exactly and start talking.
And how are kids doing it? Are they just cutting off the beginning? Like they're editing off the beginning?
Good question. Or I think they like are always doing something. Like they pretend they're doing something and then like look at the camera like, oh, I didn't know you were here. You know how they look like they're like putting the phone down sometimes?
Yeah.
They do that. Because the millennial pause is me like pressing it, making sure it's on.
Yeah.
Looking at the camera. Do I look okay? Okay, let's begin.
Yeah. If you don't know what a millennial pause is, it's the 3 seconds before you start talking in a video.
In a video.
And it's crippling.
Once you are aware of it, it's jarring.
I'm like, oh my
and
God.
And you get embarrassed for people.
So chuggy. I'm like, no wonder the Gen Zs don't trust me.
Apparently it's chuggy to say chuggy now. So we took the word. That they were calling us. We took it, made it ours, and now they said we can't say it.
Oh no.
There's I told you so I was with rules. My Gen Z cousin at Thanksgiving, bullied the entire time.
Yeah.
Because she was like, you like want to be Gen Z.
I just feel like there's so many more words that like it, when we were that young, we didn't have that many words to explain things.
I think because things trend faster because of TikTok. But I told her, I said, I don't want to be Gen Z. I'm Gen Z's favorite millennial. And I pulled up a Bustle article and she was like,
that's... You came with receipts.
Yeah, I came with a receipt. I showed it to her and she was like, okay, it's fine.
You're like, this is a citation, bitch. The only word, the only Gen Z word I legitimately know is Riz.
Yeah, but I've never used it in a sentence.
Well, I, no.
Casually.
No, I would never.
I don't like it. It sounds like jizz.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
No, I definitely don't want to be Gen Z. My worst nightmare is going back to like who I was at 24. That's terrifying.
Well, that's why I like being a Gen Z 32-year-old.
Yeah.
Because I love the vibes and I like the independence and the decentering men and like the coolness. But I was so scared in my early 20s. Everything in my life was over.
Yeah.
I had no idea what I was going to do. And I don't want to go back.
I don't think I used my brain at all. Like, I didn't think about one thing.
I was more just like, this was my 20s. Like, that was my whole 20s. Yeah.
My whole week was based around what I was going to wear out Thursday night. Like, that was the only thing I gave a shit about.
Why did you write going out tops?
Did you hear Gen Z's taking out going out tops?
Wait.
They're saying that millennials can't, like... You know, like when you're in college and it's like, what are you wearing? It's yes. like jeans and going out top.
Yes.
Gen Z is like, that's dead. You can't. That's so.
So then what top do you wear?
Well, that's the thing. So you can't have a going out top. They don't wear going out tops.
So they wear dresses or they wear not going out tops with a. Oh, yeah. And you can't wear a blazer because
you can't wear blazers anymore.
No, you can. Oh. But like, you know how millennials going out, we used to just dress like. Incorporate
the office.
Yeah, like yeah. That was like us going out. We'd wear like a nice blazer. I think you can wear a blazer still. But, like, I don't know. Don't listen to me.
They're not taking my blazers from me.
But going out top is so funny. Yeah, we would wear like one sparkly top.
Yeah, I would like go to Express and get like five going out tops. And I'd be like, these are my going out tops for the winter.
You just rotate your top based on what you're doing yeah. that day. And you have one color jeans for everything.
I think because they wear a lot of bodysuits maybe. And like corsets. But corsets are basically a going out top.
A corset is a going out top.
Yeah.
Also, like they're doing. No, we love our Gen Z audience. We're not going to turn on them. We love them. You're amazing. Please explain how to not millennial pause to us. Also, you wrote Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
There's shit going on.
Stuff's going on with him. So there's this guy I follow on TikTok and his name's Jack Mack. He's where I got like the green line test. And he'd posted this video about Mark Cuban. And I was talking about it with like someone earlier in the week, how he's not doing Shark Tank anymore, which like isn't that crazy.
But heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. But he's done it for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Do you know they film it in 10 days, the whole season?
I feel like they give that energy.
Yeah.
Because like, they're always exhausted and just like exasperated.
And like in the same outfits. Like.
And they're just like.
They're doing like 10 pitches a day for like 10 days. And then like just like sounds like a great gig.
Honestly, I would love that.
That's amazing.
Also, like, I love Barbara Corcoran so much.
I would do that and nothing else. So he's not doing the
Giggle Tank.
Imagine we just had gigglers coming in.
People pitch us jokes, and if we laugh, you get.
Or it's like pitching their revenge plots, and we're just like, go with this one.
Oh my god! And then we like actually make it come true.
We help them take revenge.
We make the revenge happen. It's like Punked before Revenge.
Yeah, I love
wow,
it.
Wow, we are so creative today.
What's
We're just
going on?
A plethora of ideas.
So he's not doing Shark Tank anymore. He sold the Mavericks.
Or, yes.
Which people were saying, like, when he bought the Mavericks, he, like, it's like what he does. He buys companies, he builds them up, and then he sells them. Like
a stupid amount of money.
Yeah. He bought a town in Texas that had a population of 23 people. He knocked down all the abandoned buildings, knocked everything down, and he owns this town in Texas. And this TikTok conspiracy theory was like, is he about to build a fucking city? Like, is he gonna own his own city in Texas and like build it up
like a commune?
I don't know. No, not like a cult, but like
his own
like a Silicon Valley in Texas, but it's like Mark
Cuban.
This is
why sometimes more money, more problems. Like to even like think about doing that is like you have to be out of your mind.
Yeah.
But there's also conspiracy theory that he's running for president. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. And then he said, like, he has no plans of running for president. I was actually just talking to Craig about this, like, in terms of, like, politicians and running for president. I was like, it's so crazy. If you think, if you wake up in the morning and you think, like, you know what I'd be really good at? Running the country. See a therapist.
You're delusional.
You're delusional. You're the biggest narcissist I've ever met in my life. But I feel like the president has to be some type of a narcissist. Well,
that's what they say, like, politicians are not the smartest people on the planet. The smartest people on the planet are scientists.
Right.
And, like, people, like, trying to find cancer, whatever. I don't know. Smart people, like, architects, like, engineers. Those are the smart people. The politicians are literally, yeah, DeLulu bears.
Never have I thought, could I run a town, city, state?
That's why all politicians are men, because men are delusional and think they could fly planes.
Delusional. It's delusional energy.
50% of men think they could fly a plane if it's going down. Craig is definitely should run for office in Charleston. He would win.
I say that all the time
and
to
he
him.
Would love it because he doesn't
he
have
would
to be
love it.
He just has to be like what he is, which is like kind talk, and talk to everyone. You don't have to say anything, just talk.
I would just wear one singular massive flower on my shoulder. I want him to run for office in Charleston,
yeah,
solely based on I want to have that era in my fashion life.
Jackie O.
Yeah, I want to have like a political era for outfits.
I love that for you, actually.
I want to convince him to do it.
At like, least town mayor.
That's easy.
You don't definitely just have to like submit a form.
You literally don't have to. What do you really have to do as town mayor? I'm like, you are already talking to
everyone.
He
already basically is town mayor.
No, he is. He everywhere we go, he knows someone has to like stop and say hi. People are always like, why don't you go places in Charleston? Why don't you do anything? I'm like, because I'm stuck
with the mayor of Charleston.
With the mayor while he chats to everyone.
And he loves it.
Loves it. I'd blow my
and
he
already
out.
Is a lawyer. Like, isn't that like
part of it?
Part
I don't
of
know.
It? Like, you can like be like, I'm a lawyer. I'm smart.
Yeah, I know things.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh, God. Well, speaking of cults.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the Shawn Mendes conspiracy theory?
Yes, and I love it.
I feel like it's for sure real.
For sure real.
So, guys, if
nobody
you don't
know.
Nobody
just grows a beard like that.
Shawn Mendes grew a beard, and he wasn't ever able to grow a beard. So, clearly, there's some spiritual things happening within him. He, like, hasn't been doing music. They said that he's been depressed for 2 years since his tour wasn't selling, which, like, I don't know. I didn't know that was a thing.
Also, okay.
And he broke up from Camilla. Who hasn't?
Yeah, join the club.
2 years, like, if I had a nickel.
Light work.
Light work. So, he's been hanging out with a new girl mm-hmm. who apparently is part of a cult, and the cult is called the Modern Mystery School. For okay. sure a cult. You can look at it online, and other people he hangs out with are part of it, and he like hasn't been doing his music. And
what are their like ideals?
I mean, it's all the same bullshit, like enlightenment.
Yeah.
So the craziest thing that makes me really upset about cults, because I love the idea of like finding happiness, finding community, is they will convince you that like you're gonna find your purpose in this cult while taking away from your actual purpose. It's like yeah. with NXIVM, like a girl's an actress, and next thing you know, she's like putting her whole life into like teaching people the NXIVM curriculum.
Yeah.
You can say the curriculum. Fight for my life.
Imagine someone said spell that.
Yeah.
I would die.
And so these people are like, oh, now I've found my purpose of like teaching the NXIVM curriculum. It's like, no, you were an actress and you forgot about your dream because you're making money for some like crazy cult leader.
Yeah.
So Shawn Mendes is now not making music apparently and just like hanging out with these new people and they
like,
think it's
working
a cult.
Working out,
which is a cult. So Shawn, I'm upset about this.
Yeah.
I'm upset.
Someone needs to intervene. I'm surprised like Camilla hasn't been like, hey, why don't we not do this? Cults are just so interesting. That's another thing. I'm surprised we haven't been asked to be in more cults.
Yeah, I do think that it's giving like they can sense if you're Or maybe we have been asked in a subtle way and we haven't given them the right response.
Sometimes I get on my TikTok, like, people in LA standing on the street trying to convince people not to go into the Scientology building, and it's wild.
Really?
I've been getting really weird live suggestions.
Oh.
And they always draw me right in. I'm like, what are these people?
That's the real reality TV. Someone live.
No, someone's just a rogue person live on TikTok.
No editing.
It's crazy.
In LA. I mean, a lot of people get involved with the churches for, like, tax purposes, which is kind of crazy that, like, churches
aren't taxed.
Well, they're not taxed, but that people can just, like, make a church. Like, you could be like,
right,
it's
like,
a church.
This is a religion.
Like, Giggly Squad's a church.
We should talk to our accountant about that.
Like, what defines a religion?
Right. Talk about tax evasion. We're just, like, this is a religion.
All you need is, like, a narcissist check.
Done.
And public speaking check. Yeah.
Done.
Okay, we've created so many businesses in this one podcast. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But yeah, I'm worried about Shawn Mendes, and I feel like we should do something. But if you try to intervene, sometimes it causes them to get closer to the cult.
You know what? He just needs, like, a stern talking to from his mom.
Is there anything else in front page news?
Did you see Britney Spears was, like, reunited with her mom for her 42nd birthday?
I did see that. I also, there was, like, also another one with, like, a guy that she was, like, dancing with.
Oh, that, like, used to be her manager.
Is that who it is?
Yeah. Used to be her agent, I guess. And, like, stayed on.
I'm worried about her.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
I'm just, I just feel like she's still not, we haven't got the situation.
No, we haven't gotten to the root of the problem.
Yeah, and I just feel like everyone being like, yeah, she's free, and like,
she's like, no one's talking about her divorce anymore.
Why?
I don't know. Like, where is that guy? That guy was shady as fuck.
He's back, like,
doing what?
No idea. He's just in the background of her videos. I mean, I just feel like we can't just be like, good, now she's free. It's like, she's clearly
something's amiss,
and maybe she's not okay and needs some help in a different form. Mm-hmm. But, like, I honestly can't keep supporting, like, her posting, like, being naked online and everyone being like, yes.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I don't know if, like, Britney actually wants that.
No, it's weird. It's so fucking weird.
I'm just raising awareness. I think, like, someone has to talk, but no one wants to touch it.
Yeah. Here's something interesting in front page news, but it's actually about myself. I'm so down with, like, people being like, when are you moving? When are you getting engaged? Which is, like, the deal. Something that's recently been happening to me that I think is honestly so bizarre is people are asking me, like, when I'm going to have a baby. And I think it's the oddest question ever. And every time I get
asked. Out of wedlock?
No.
That's how you respond. You go, out of wedlock?
Wait, Hannah, that's how I'm going to start answering mark? It. Because I get so like jarred every time I get the question. Like, I'm still never expecting it.
What
because
kind of
I'm like,
people are asking you this, like reporters?
Like random ass reporters. So I gave this answer the other day and my publicist screenshotted it and sent it to me and was like, nailed it. The answer was like, actually, yeah, I do have baby fever because I was holding my dog the other day and I said to myself, I'm a mother. The most bizarre question. Like, I think it's a weird question if you're married, and I think it's a weirder question if you're not married, like, and your date, like, I was like, I'm just dating my
boyfriend.
It's
also like, I get it if it's your friend, and like, as someone who's like may or may not have kids, I like asking people, like, do you want, do you not, like, just as like a census, and like in a personal relationship.
Not
with someone
I met 3 seconds
three
prior.
Seconds prior.
Someone asked me at BravoCon, they were like, if you got pregnant, what would you do? And I was like, what? I was like, that is a great, that is the craziest question I've ever been asked. I was like, I don't know, bitch, what would you do?
This is my thing about journalists. I think that, like, they're always trying to get you, like, a gotcha moment to talk shit about you. And I think we need to call out more journalists to be like
I know, what did they think I was gonna say? Ugh, put it up for adoption, get that thing out of here.
Like, what do you want? And then if you they can then take that and just, like,
yeah,
write it.
Yeah,
because
then if I said, oh, I want to have a baby, I'm so ready, the headline would have been, Paige is ready for a baby. What's Craig Conover thinking?
Or, like, Paige so excited about future baby. You're like, yeah. A lot of time, like, they ask you, and it makes it like you wanted to talk about it. It's like, yeah. No, or when people, you talk about something, people are like, she's still talking about that? I'm like, because people keep asking me.
Yeah.
Also, it's funny. I had to do an interview last week, and all they asked was, is there any update on you and Dez's relationship? Question mark.
And like, I'm like, I literally just filed divorce papers.
Like, what kind of question is that? Like, we live together. I wanted to be like, I literally said, like, we're touring together.
We have the same insurance company and I'm on his taxes.
Honestly, we're actually trying to figure out the insurance. It's pretty difficult. We're two comedians. We're like on an Oscar.
That was a big topic of conversation at my Thanksgiving dinner.
Really? What insurance do you have?
No, we are on Oscar. It is like expensive. Yeah,
kids need to talk about it.
Because I'm not part of SAG. They won't put reality TV people on SAG.
Right.
I mean, you don't have insurance.
Yeah, I'm just out here paying it for myself.
Do you know I had insurance while I was on Chat Room, the talk show, and then the second the talk show ended, I didn't have insurance anymore.
I can't believe they even did that. They put you on insurance.
Yeah, I had. It was like a full job, but it's so funny how like a talk show you get treated like an employee, but a reality person you don't. It's very interesting. How did we get here?
No, how the fuck did
we
get
have to run
insurance?
For president so that someone figures out the health insurance.
No, literally, that's my only stance is like we need to figure out the health insurance.
But also, people like, do you think they were basically trying to be like, are you gonna have a baby? But wanted to make it like socially acceptable. So be like, is there any update on your relationship? I'm like, I'm a boring married bitch. What do you mean update? Like, I did get like in a little PMS fight with him in Aruba.
No, it's just like the most.
He baptized me in Aruba.
Bizarre. I'm just like, I'm a baby. That it's literally illegal.
It is weird coming from a stranger to be like saying this mic to the world, like what you want to do with your pussy.
We're at BravoCon. I'm wearing underwear. Like, in what world is this? Like, what it like? Does it look like I'm here to talk about that?
Also, Grace wrote, a giggler said gel nipple cream that are used for pregnant women is where it's at for chapped lips.
Wow. I've actually heard that
like
before.
Like, it heals stuff.
Yeah, because your nipples just are probably...
I feel like the biggest ripoff is like that you have to buy something different for every single part of your body. Like, the fact that you have to buy something different to hydrate your under eyes versus your hair. I mean, obviously hair is different, but like versus your skin, versus your hands. Like, do you really need a different moisturizer for every little tiny piece of your body?
Right, like for your nipples.
But like, we'd be able to use it everywhere.
Here's the thing. Let's talk more about your nipples being chapped. How the fuck does that happen? Because of the baby's like spit?
I think also like the teeth.
No. Were you breastfed as a baby?
Yeah.
I wasn't.
My mom was like, didn't even take an epidural when she had me. Like, my mom did it raw. She's not even a hippie. She just sucks it up.
That's so you. Too, I feel like you would, like, if you went into the delivery room and the doctor was like, it's too late, we can't do the epidural, you'd be like, all right, let's fucking do this.
That's true. That's true. And I also would be the person that's like, well, get me like high because I'm really bad with drugs.
Have you seen those places? They're opening places that, like, after the woman gives birth, you can immediately go to this like center for like 3 weeks and someone will like help you so that you can like legit, you and your husband can legit sleep through the night.
Oh my God.
For like the first 2 weeks to like get
this
back.
Is the thing. I will be up till 2 a.m and Des wakes up at 5 a.m so like I think we might actually crush it.
You got your baby covered.
And then my mom's in between.
Yeah, see, me and Craig will sleep till noon if someone lets us.
Oh my God, I love that. I mean, Des wakes up like, I've been awake for 6 hours. I got so much done. Come on. And I'm like,
feed the baby while you're at it.
I want him to take the baby, or my unborn baby, and put it on my nipple while I'm sleeping at night. I know something that happened to me when I was younger that explains a lot. Because my dad, you know, babies are rolling. Like, we're rolling, we're rolling, we're crazy. He was like changing my diaper on like a high roller, high thing.
Yep.
And he turned and I rolled right off, hit like a hard floor.
No.
And he didn't tell my mom. And he said he was like holding me and I was like out of it.
Yeah.
And then I finally like giggled, which is like so on brand, henna coated. And he was like, when you giggled, I was like, she's okay. But then apparently I used to sleep through the night. Like, I was an incredible baby.
Yeah.
I slept all through the night because I was depressed.
Yeah.
I was like, I did
You're
not.
Like, I don't want to be here. Life. I want to go back.
A baby sleeping, like, that's fucked up. Anyway, so apparently in the middle of the night, I start crying. And my mom turns to my dad and goes, what the fuck did you do to her? And he immediately is like, she rolled over, she fell, you don't have... And she,
you
like,
literally waited.
My mom knew. I waited to be like, I'm going to get this guy
you
in trouble.
You plotted revenge on your own father. You're like, I haven't known him for more than 2 weeks. I don't give a fuck. He did something to me and I will let her know.
So I was like, scream crying. She calls the doctor and they basically were like, her head is like literally not informed yet. Like it definitely like bounced back. Like she'll be fine, but like keep an eye on her.
Oh my God.
And now I'm mentally ill.
Wait, that's so funny. How many times do you think you legitimately are dropped as a kid that like people don't talk about until like you have your own baby because you're like, okay, like it's fine.
I feel like kids are getting dropped left and right.
Yeah.
Because like they, because then they're dropping themselves. But like you have to watch them. Like Lois, I would look away for a second and her head would somehow just find the corner of the table.
I was at a party recently and there is this girl there who had like just given birth within like the past 3 months. And she's like holding her son and like the cutest little baby. And he's just soaking it in, not doing anything. She's holding him still physically. She turns her head for 3 seconds. This kid leaps. I was like, what?
Like a grasshopper.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, she was like, oh, he does that sometimes. And I'm like, okay. I look at Craig. I'm like, we gotta get out of here.
It's unsafe.
They're infiltrating us.
I once babysit a baby for literally 10 minutes. The second the mom left, the baby found a socket, an electrical socket to put its finger in. And I was like, how did you find the one thing in this room?
Can't even walk and was like, I'll crawl to this. No. I've never been asked to babysit and I get it.
Wait, that's so funny. It's so page coded to never have babysat. I actually low-key love babysitting. And
no, I hate it.
I told you babysitting this kid. He was a little too old. He was like 15. And I could tell because I used to babysit him when he was like 10. So like up to 15, I could tell he was like becoming a boy.
Yeah.
I think he was 14 and he was with his friends. And at one point they looked at me and they were like, Hannah, how do we be good boyfriends? I literally set up a PowerPoint and I was like, everyone shut the fuck up, sit down. And I was literally teaching them how to be good men. Like I was like using it.
Oh
to
my
like
God.
Get it. I was like, ask her how she feels. Listen to her.
Yeah.
I was like yelling at them. We were practicing. So I just love the future generation, but I also come from a family of teachers. So I'm like obsessed with molding the future.
No, I don't want to babysit anyone's kids.
Now I'm craving a cupcake. We have our show tonight in Chicago and we're so excited. And then we are reading all your comments in the reviews of places you want us to go on tour next. Because this is our last show until our next tour.
Yeah.
So tell us where you want us to go. Subscribe to our newsletter. I just announced another show in Denver for stand-up. Paige has Amazon Lives coming up.
Yep. I'm going to be on the Today Show December 18th for dresses under $100 for holiday.
Oh, my God. Fun.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's it. And we have a couple businesses if you're interested in investing. Okay, love you. Thanks for giggling. Bye.